The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tim Watts, CEO of Shield Therapeutics. STX is the ticker there. Tim, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Justin. Nice to be here.
Yeah, and you've announced that you've commenced trading on the OTCQX best market in the United States. And so we'll discuss that in a bit and why you're doing that and the benefit, of course, for shareholders here, there and everywhere, really. But before we do that, Tim, for people not familiar with Shield, just give us a brief summary, if you could, what it's all about.
Yeah, so we have a product for the treatment of iron deficiency. It's an oral product. We think it's got some unique advantages over the existing oral products and over the intravenous treatments. This is a product which is already being commercialized in Europe by our partner Norgine. We've out-licensed in China. And in the next few weeks, we are going to be launching the product in the US ourselves, which is obviously very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So that's a clue there of, launched in the United States. So take us through this market. What's it all about, the OTCQX, and why you're listening there, Tim?
Yeah, and why we're listening is because we are about to launch our product, Accrufer, in the US. And we think that the product's got potential over 5 or 6 years of perhaps growing to $300 or $400 million and generating a lot of cash and a lot of profits. So, not only should be as an investment opportunity, should Shield be interesting to UK and European investors, but also to US investors. Now, there are retail investors and perhaps the less sophisticated investors in the US may not be comfortable in buying and selling shares on the London AIM market. And what the OTCQX market allows them to do is to buy and sell Shield shares, which will be priced in dollars, and they can trade them during US working hours. So it makes it much, much easier for them. And what happens is they place an order on their own local broker, who will then go to one of the US market makers, and the US market makers will come to AIM and buy and sell shares accordingly, and effectively then mirror that back into the US. So the OTCX, the OTCQX market, it's not an exchange. We haven't got any extra regulatory requirements. It looks into what we have to do for AIM and makes sure that we're compliant with that. And so there's no significant extra cost for us. But as I say, it makes it much more easy for US investors to buy and sell our shares. So we just think it's a great opportunity. We don't think there's any downside. We just think if US investors like the look of us, then it will increase liquidity, may increase value over time. So we think it's a good step in the right direction, bearing in mind that we're about to launch Accrufer in the US.
Yeah. So basically, it's like a shop window, isn't it, in the US? I mean, almost like your back room stuff is all based on AIM, but it's a shop window for US retailers, isn't it? Retail investors.
That's a great way of looking at it. Exactly that. As I say, we've not established a listed share in the US at all. This is purely, as nicely put, a shop window.
Yeah, and you say, because there's less sort of regulatory sort of compliance, it's easy to do, is it?
It's very easy. There's an annual subscription of about $20,000. We've obviously had to incur a little bit of cost in just getting there and implementing it. But the obligation on us now that they've vetted us, they did their due diligence on us, is just to make sure that all of the regulatory filings that we're required to do in the UK and on AIM, that those are reflected on our OTCQX page on their market. So as long as we continue to make our comply with our UK regulatory requirements and make those visible to the OTCQX market, then that's it. So minimal extra cost.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely marvelous stuff. Okay, well, if someone's listening right now, Tim, likes the sound of what you're doing, but are not yet following the story, just give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Shield Therapeutics to their watch list, please.
Okay, well, first of all, I think we've got a great product in Ferracru, or it's the European brand name, or Accrufer in the US. Secondly, the US launch is coming in the next few weeks. And thirdly, I would say at the moment, I think the market valuation does not really reflect the opportunity from that US launch. So I would say those are the three reasons.
Excellent stuff. Tim, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.